I'm really sea urchin in my mind for jokes.
Oh, I thought I hated it, but I liked it.
Oh. Ooh. That's
organization. Now we just declared our town a fictional town to be a nonprofit organization, and as such we have a lot more paperwork that we have to get through. So in the interest of getting through some of this paperwork, we've realized that one of the things that our town is absolutely filthy with, and we're trying to figure out a good way to hide them from the FRS, Friendly Town Revenue Service, is that we are just filthy with puns, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not proud of this. As one of your many Friendly Town mayors, it's something that I haven't really been able to figure out a good way to talk about because I'm not that clever. Now, especially, clever on the fly, coming up with various ways to twist and turn words. But that's okay because we have a massive vault filled with puns in the basement of Friendly Town City Hall, and we need to figure out something to do with them. So, like we do whenever we are completely stifled and desperate to figure out what the hell to do with something that's confronting our town, an issue confronting our town.
We're gonna set it on fire!
It didn't take. We tried that. Yeah, well, we tried that too, but, well, we tried to set it on fire, and we were shooting at it anyway, so it kind of worked out. It kind of worked itself out, but the puns are just not flammable. You know, they're surprisingly resilient. There's only one way to find that out, and I think that's up to our contractors. Ladies and gentlemen, it pleases me to first introduce a couple of very special people for your all's purposes tonight. Give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd, right back there. Bartending mayor Todd. He will be supplying you all with the libations you need to make this shit make half a gram of sense. Now, we're gonna your contractors, the people who are your pun masters, your pun experts, are going to walk you through this in a second. But please, while I go try to find some really good discount dynamite to blast the safe door open with, please welcome from the neighboring kingdom of Asheville, North Kakalaki, please make welcome Kelly Morgan and Barry Reed. This is Barry. Where's Kelly?
Hi, Mom and Dad. Good to see you again. I've gone through a lot of changes. Oh, that's okay. I do live in Asheville. Thank you. This is clever. I'm going to set up my music real quick. Talk amongst yourself. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hey, 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 hey,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Asheville's locally sourced pun battle, outsourced to your own Knoxville. Give it up for your own hometown, ladies and gentlemen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure and my duty to introduce the actual for real Kelly Morgan, all the way from Asheville, by way of Oak Ridge. Give it up for Kelly Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. That is the real Kelly Morgan. Tonight we are going to have 5 to 6 competitors. They do not know any of the categories. Tonight we're going to do puns off of our heads. It's going to be like a rap battle for nerd guys and gals. Because we don't discriminate here. Right? Okay, cool. I didn't know. I've never been to Knoxville before. You might be into that kind of shit. Kelly, would you like to say a few words to the crowd?
Yeah, I was having trouble with the microphone. I'm a professional. If you're competing on this show, I don't honestly know at this point, so go ahead and bring your beautiful butts up here.
Let's get you up here if you're competing. Give it up for our beautiful competitors. Our beautiful, wonderful competitors. Hello, Beth. Nice to meet you. Jordan, nice to see you. John, give it up for John, everybody. Jeff, great. Oh, we have a million people. This is... And the Punisher. Wonderful. We have a I'm gonna cut the music. There we go.
Okay, so they know about as much about what we're about to do as you do. So we're just gonna do class real quick, and one of us should tell them. I don't know.
You tell them.
Okay. So basically. Basically, we're all going to figure this out together. We do things kind of round robin style, so it'll be like a spelling bee. We're going to give them a category. They got to think of a pun when it's their turn. We're going to need you guys to be vigilant, because how you get eliminated is repeating the same pun somebody else used, or if you get stumped for too long, we'll start to like heckle you a bit. It's sounding like my mom's going to be incredible at that. And we'll heckle you a bit. You get some time. If you don't think of anything, you're out. If you're out, don't run off the stage crying. It's okay. You can hang out. We have a vengeance round for the eliminated folks to make it back into the top three and win. What am I missing, Glenn?
And also, if you guys are into it, about halfway through, we might do an audience participation round.
You have to face off. It's like a boss battle. You have to face off me and Glenn.
Yeah.
Don't get too stressed out, because we both lost the last one.
We did. Hard. We went out hard
first.
Oh,
yeah. Buds handed to us on a plate.
So to describe what we're going to do to kind of elevate it, we're going to need a theme from the audience, and me and Kelly are going to go back and forth till one of us wins, and then we'll get our competitors to do a different theme. So me and Kelly do not know this theme. Anybody from the audience?
Breakfast food.
Okay, you were quick on that.
That was
quick. I love it.
That was quick. Here, let's put on our pun music real quick, because it's fun for me, if it works. There we go.
Let's let them hash this out real quick.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know if you can do this, but I bake ham.
That's the shit that I was going to say. Okay. That's why it's hard. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, I was a thinker. That was something.
I don't mean to French boast, but I'm great.
Yeah, so I went to Waffle House the other day. I said this one earlier, but y'all don't know that. I went to Waffle House the other day. They were in a huge hurry. They just threw my plate down, right? And my potatoes were just hanging off of the side of it. It was like a hashtag, you know? No, we don't like it. It's okay. I'm not out.
You know what? I love drinking champagne and orange juice in the morning, but my mo sucked. That was bad. For myself.
Oh man, I'm gonna be French toast at the end of this, aren't I?
I said French toast. I did.
See, here it is. This is what I don't listen, and it serves me poorly. I'm out.
Okay, that's how we do it. And that's how we do it.
Yeah.
And that's how you do the pun thing. It's that easy.
Yeah.
And difficult. So, what we're gonna do is we got some categories here. We're gonna get these people up. They're gonna go all in a circle. So we're gonna start with you. All right, so you're going to come up, you're going to say a thing, you're going to go back around in a circle. We're going to do it till somebody, and if it gets boring or we feel weird, we're going to change the category.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Also, we're very lackadaisical with puns here, so if it's not a pun or if it's just funny and it still rolls, we're cool, because we're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings.
This is a happy, fun show, you know? We're just not...
Yeah, we're just not into that.
We're just not into
that. Kelly, give them a category.
Bugs.
Bugs.
I think the worst thing about driving in the country is all the rabbits out there and all those bunnies. That's what really bugs me about driving in the country. Is that what not to do?
Yeah. I think it went well. I think we got that. That was good. Bugs Bunny.
We were expecting a different kind of bug, so like I appreciate your artistic interpretation. So you're done. You can rotate
out. Yeah,
that
was good. That was good. To make it a quick thing.
Oh, wait. Before everybody's next pun, we don't know who y'all are. That was Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Say your name, then say your pun. You don't have to do it every time. You're not a Pokemon, but like once, you know? Just once. She's probably a Pokemon. She had cool hair.
Sean.
Okay, cool. Nice to meet you. We forgot the intro part. We're recovering nicely.
I hate when like I'm looking at really pretty bugs. And they start insulting me. Just really hate shady bugs.
Shady bugs.
I got it. Yes.
Okay.
Lady. My lady bugs. I'm gonna stand here.
Hey, y'all. I'm St. Thomas. I'm still trying to feel this whole pun thing out. I don't know if I
can. Yeah, you can do that.
Crowd comedy is sadly allowed at our show.
For those
of
you listening at home, I put my hands on my head like feeler. Anyway, all right.
My name is Jordan. Man, this is a fun time, ain't it?
Heyo.
My name's Josh. I was planning on just joshing, but I wore this in case I have to be frank. Also, that's for free.
That's extra.
Yeah,
it seems prepared.
Is this how a pun beetle works?
Damn you, Josh.
So he literally just stole my pun, like right there.
That's part of the challenge. That's why it's a battle and not just hanging out.
Battle. Okay. I guess I'm just gonna have to go stag, basically. That was also beetle shit.
Stag.
That's a type of beetle. I'll respect it. This is round one. We're new, you know.
Keep it going.
Hey, I'm Jeff, and I was at work today all day, and thought I wouldn't be able to make it. But then Kelly came into my restaurant, and I spied her, and she let me on.
Heating up.
So thanks for that.
You're welcome. You're looking pretty in sexy tonight. Boy, nobody likes mine today. It's fine.
You know how I'm on stage and telling a joke? You know how to tell when that's happening? Crickets.
Nice. Ooh.
Self-deprecation.
I don't know what you guys are doing post-show, but after my chew on some wood, if you guys want to join... After might chew on some wood.
Termite! We're just gonna start yelling the bug name if you don't get it. Termite, okay.
Y'all, I'm lepiderping out up here.
Oh.
We got one biologist in the audience, Lepidoptera. Flies, dog, what's up?
Nerd at the pun show. I know words.
A buddy of mine punted a container of country crock the other day. I had never seen butterfly like that.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the time of year where those little annoying things come out. Nazis.
Topical. America. Let's go. We've got Nazis now.
My name is John, by the way. I forgot about that. You know, I was gonna go to Wendy's and check out. Like, they already sold out of all that mosquito chicken. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
mesquite.
Yeah.
Was it a mosquito?
Yeah, mesquite. Oh, yeah, chicken.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
I heard it too.
Well, again, I thought I wasn't gonna make it here on time, so my buddy Peter was gonna come down here, but I decided that I didn't want to send a Pete down here. Send a Pete down here. I thought that joke had legs. I'm sorry.
Oh!
Bringing it back.
Hey, it's me, Beth, again.
She's trying to get the Pokemon cred. I get it.
I don't know what to tell you much about this May that I've had other than, I do collect some winged insects, and I have a son. So I guess, like, especially this year, it was fun to celebrate Moth Thursday.
Oh, so, I liked it.
So, you know,
I liked it.
Drink some beer, it helps.
There you go.
Yeah, seriously, this is your whole... You've signed up for this, and it's a small room, so we'll know if you leave, so you might as well have fun.
I really hate when I'm looking at pretty bugs, and they just start making fun of me. You know, in addition to the shady bugs, you got the mocking sticks.
Yeah.
I thought I had a joke about bees or something, but it left me. I'm really not waxing poetic up here, I'll tell you what.
Hey-o.
B didn't. C didn't. D didn't. But aphid.
Aphid, there we go. We got somebody that's smart.
Oh, the floor is larva.
Oh, that's a fun game. We all played that when we were young.
Yeah.
You know, I really hate those tiny little bugs with the bare feet that go around, like, through. I really hate those Shire flies.
Ooh. That was movies and bugs put together. And literary sources.
I'm glad you guys came down here tonight. There's a lot of people who are so apparently the buzz got out about it.
Nice. Hey, give it up for that round, guys.
We haven't eliminated anybody yet.
Nobody got eliminated in that round, so we're going to change the categories on you. So it'll be fun.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking computers.
Computers.
Computers. Computers. I can really excel at this category.
You know, I was just listening to my favorite band, Hot Chip, earlier.
Were you? Now it's your turn, because we're out of them.
We only have two. We're really not good at this.
True story, I used to work in a computer environment for about 15 years, which is part of why I tell the jokes that I do. But for a while, I was pretty popular because I was pretty much the only chick in the department, so I was like the IT girl or the IT girl. It was a thing. I was actually in a magazine. I think that should give me something.
I liked it. You don't have to defend it to us. You got to apparently defend it to them. Get drunker. Get drunker.
Those are cute reboots, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Oh, compliment hour. It gets you extra points.
We have a few comics in the building who expressed their interest in wanting to have sex with a robot. But before you do that, you got to upgrade your RAM.
I think I've got a bit about computers.
I think I've got 8-bit about computers.
I'm a bit of a womanizer, I'll be honest. Under my Tinder profile, hobbies includes iMac.
Yeah.
Hey! This is just them entertaining me and Clint. I like it.
To make puns, you got some programmer.
That is actually quite true.
Yeah.
That was true.
I found out my popcorn machine was busted in the middle of it. I guess it was going through a little bit of a kernel to panic. Linux joke!
Oh.
Man. These rounds have just taught me how much smarter than me our competitors are. Programmer.
I was really worried about coming over here. It was a real hard drive.
I get that one.
We can't escape.
You really only had to say your name once, girl.
That's so good. They knew who I am by now. Just remember, choosy moms choose GIF. GIF.
Controversial.
My friend got a new computer, and I was trying to figure out what brand it was, but I couldn't tell. Couldn't tell. Intel.
You don't always need to do it a second time. You just can't.
Me and my boss at the lab were debating whether or not to process a bunch of imagery as JPEG or PNG. You could say we had a real tiff.
Them's the breaks.
It's okay. Some of these jokes have been off color. We're not PC around here.
Are you serious?
Yep. That's the name of the game.
Does that count?
That's how you play.
Can the host steal my joke?
Yes, because we made this game up, so yes.
We can do whatever we want. Go home in your own car. I drove here, though.
Yeah, you know, she did drive us here, so I'm really going to have to monitor when we get back.
See, you can turn it out.
I used to use Velcro shoes, but I'm glad now to have moved to interlaced.
Do we get to just do one every once in a while? Okay.
My drummer decided that like his snare wasn't working anymore. I was like, what's going on? It's like, oh, he didn't pay for it. It's snareware. I'm from 1992 also!
I was a little worried about coming down here tonight because I'm a little mousy. So I thought about just staying at my pad and taking a Napster.
That was two for your money, ladies and gentlemen. That was two. That was great. That was three? No. Thank you. That's why we say, audience, talk to me. Thanks. You're good. I'm just trying to give you more time.
Oh, can I stall with one?
Yes.
Okay, because St. Thomas was talking a lot about gender identity earlier, and I gotta say that I identify as non-binary. Whoa! now we start to heckle.
Is that code? Point. Award.
Mom. She's the ringer.
Awarded.
Oh, the Maloney clan bringing fire tonight.
That's awesome.
Being ringing foxfire. Can that count for me? Can I?
Yeah, that was your lifeline. You're good. Yeah.
Your sister.
Yeah, that was your lifeline. That's good.
We're never going to kick anyone out.
Nope. Not tonight.
Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Let's call Kelly's mom.
I think you should eject some of these discs back here.
Hey, oh, there you go. See, we got one.
You ever go back through your own search history and it's so gross that you just want to toss your cookies?
I'm not sure if I've figured out this whole pun thing. I'm still working on my process.
I'm not really excelling at these jokes right now.
Oh, that's been used!
Oh, I'm not done. I just wanted to use it again.
Oh, okay.
That's not my actual joke. I just wanted to use it because it's funny. So I was hanging out with Hunter S. Thompson. We were sitting in a hotel room. And I was like, hey, I'm in the bathroom, and I don't have anything to wipe with. HTTP.
It hurts sometimes.
I told my girlfriend, I'm sorry, I'm not in a solid state right now. And she goes, you're soft where?
From 1 to 5, I'm going to say out a pun. Say, dot, out, pun, 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 pun. I went to computer science also.
It was code.
Some of these guys look really excited, but right now my 3.5 is very floppy.
No, let's switch categories. That was good. Give it up for these guys. That was good. One more.
Wait. Sorry, I had a back pocket. I want to say, we were talking about being non-binary earlier, but I just want you to know that I have a trans sister.
Okay. There's another house rule that I came up with in Asheville that I have yet to use, and that's there's only one something her, I hardly know her joke aloud all night, and I'm going to do it. Browser, I hardly know her. Done.
Good.
You don't get any more.
I like that. I like that. This is actually 2 rounds we've gone through without eliminating anybody, which is the most rounds we've ever gone through, actually.
Yep.
So it's very amazing. So we're gonna limit the category a little bit. Check this out. Romantic comedy movies.
Wait, what?
Romantic comedies. Yeah.
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes the chicks get an advantage.
Yeah. I know.
Every time I see a movie has Hugh Laurie in it. Is that the right guy? Wait, no.
Yeah, he's in all of them.
Rewind. Okay. We'll go with that. Every time I see a movie that has Hugh Laurie in it, it doesn't really matter if it's horror or comedy. It's always going to be love, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
This fall, Meg Ryan goes on an epic quest for the loot of the Knights Templar in You've Got Grail.
I'm really out of my element on this one, y'all. I don't get shit. I'm fucking blank, man.
We'll do this. We'll do this. We'll count down. So it'll be very exciting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
You've had bad dreams like this. 5, 4, 3. And look, you don't have pants on. 2, 1.
We got our first elimination of the evening. That's okay. That's okay, because
you'll be back.
You're guaranteed 2 more rounds. You can sit down, you can stay up here. Get your beer, whatever.
I'm going to go get a beer real quick.
Okay.
So I flew into...
Bear run!
I flew into Washington, and I realized I left my Easter marshmallows at home. I was peepless in Seattle.
My friend Harry has horrible allergies. He uses nose spray. You seen him in his movie When Harry Met Saline.
I went on a really awkward date the other day, and it was like 15 minutes of whole silence. And I finally had to break down. I was like, "Why won't you say anything?"
Nice. Yeah.
John Cusack, 1980s.
I remember this girl I dated in high school. She was like one of like eight siblings. And we hung out, watched rom-coms all the time. But then I realized she was boring, so I went for the other sister.
Totally a rom-com. Okay. No, I believe you. Sure.
Saw some movie the other day that had Ryan Gosling in it and Rachel McAdams. Hopefully I got the names right this time. But, like, they met in this club, and he was working behind a desk, like, collecting jackets. I think it was called the Coat Nook.
Yeah, that's legit.
You're welcome. I like that.
That is legit.
Slant run.
This summer, Jennifer Lopez plays Alice, a lowly Manhattan hotel employee who falls for a kooky guy from Wonderland in Maid and Mad Hatter.
I like the style too.
That's yeah, he's a nice. Like a real mashup
artist. I'm gonna copy that because I like it. I'm gonna steal your style. In this summer's newest rom-com, Drew Barrymore loses her memory and falls in love with a microscopic little doll or little sea creature. It stars Adam Sandler.
So that's an actor, not really. I mean, he's in romantic comedies. Are you gonna accept that?
He's in a romantic comedy. He's in 50 First Dates and Punch Drunk Love? Question mark.
And the Vacation movies that he loves.
Okay, I'll allow it.
We'll allow it, but let's try to stick to genre tropes or titles of romantic movies.
Okay.
Cool.
I had one of my guy friends try to make a move on me. I was like, I think you're pretty. Whoa, man.
Aw. The groans are a good thing, though. Here.
So, I am drawing a blank right now. Just.
So we got to do the thing that we do that makes it even more awkward.
Yeah.
10, 9, 8, 7. Freak him out.
6, 5.
So,
four.
I was playing basketball with my friends, and like it's like we can't just play basketball. We can't just play horse. You're just one of the guys. I'll just sit down.
Oh. We'll see him again. You're guaranteed to come back for at least one or two more rounds.
Ooh, can I do another one?
Please.
So.
You don't have to ask. You know you're hosting it, right?
Yeah, that's true. I just feel bad when I like steal the ones.
Don't feel bad. Ever.
So I've been thinking about opening up my relationship because I'm all about Polly.
I think it was Along Came Polly.
I'm thinking about opening up my relationship because the idea came Along Came Polly. I'll go. It's fine. I interrupted you for that.
I don't know much about romantic comedies because I'm not good with ladies. Like I try to take them out, and sometimes like I try to like cut a rug with them, but really it turns into hurdy dancing.
All right, so this is the part where I tell a joke and don't stall out. So here we go. I recently watched a movie that had Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in it, but I'm not going to tell you about that one. What I will say.
So your method of stalling is always naming the actors in the movies. I like it.
Like, I know that I have like a rainbow on right now. This is for my certain level of ladies in the room, but blue is my favorite color.
Yeah.
It's the warmest color.
It's the warmest color.
Shoot. And that's not a comedy. That's a very sad lesbian film.
It is. And I watched all two and a half hours of it, and I cried literally 4 times. And also got a boner once.
How long was it? No, we don't want to know. I'm sorry. Sorry.
So I'll let you know on that joke, like, if you were to want something sweet, like, and I'll let you down, like, water for chocolate. Does that count?
Okay, does she get two?
It's to the audience.
What do y'all think?
Okay, that's sounded like elimination. It's okay because you know what? This is what you get. You get a fake sound effect.
Yeah. See, now you have some backup.
What is that sound? I've never heard that before. Ever.
Get that one person to buy you a drink because they liked it.
All right, let's switch up categories. We got four more.
We're gonna go
down to say your last ones. Say your last ones, and we'll move on. Say your last ones.
Okay. John Cusack plays a rough and tumble farmer who just needs some help around the farm on his pig farm in Must Shove Hogs.
Oh, yes.
I love pogs.
Small rodents have to meet their in-laws for the first time. It's called Meet the Ferrets.
Yeah, you have to do. Yes, yes.
This round is a little warm, womandatory, I guess. Something? Romantic comedies, come on.
Hate to walk off here, but I'm gonna ghost.
Oh,
that's a drama though, but it's real romantic.
It is real romantic, but is it a comedy?
It's pretty funny.
But would you say romantic
Damn,
comedy when you
did
it?
Is
Whoopi Goldberg in it though?
I mean, that's funny right there. Oh my!
See, everybody's bringing out the
prop. I'm earning it.
Yeah, dance for us. Okay, yeah, you get to go. Sure.
All right. So I have this dog, and she's got very, very like sensitive skin, but then she's also got like a hair disorder, so we have to shave her sometimes. And her name's Sally, so sometimes we have to put up a sign in her house that says, "When Harry, pet Sally."
I need to sit down. I loved that one.
That was all right. That was all right. We're gonna move. Maybe do another thing.
Yeah, you want to do another movie round?
Yeah, let's do another movie round.
Okay.
This one we're gonna try to make it a little bit harder. It might not be a little bit harder because you know movies, so it might not be harder. Documentaries.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're not making friends anymore.
Ten seconds. Sorry, just do this.
Really, which one is mine? Yeah, I've been drinking on one.
Yeah, me too.
I admire Morgan Spurlock a little bit, and I'm gonna replicate kind of what he's done in his documentaries, but instead of just McDonald's, I'm gonna load up on every fast food. Supersize me.
Okay. This is when we never get invited back. It's the documentary round. Just start shouting documentary names.
Must love dogs.
You know, I...
We're gonna have to do the thing we do.
No, I know.
10.
I know. You don't have to tell me to hurry up.
Hey, that guy that said Silence of the Lambs. Don't make me get up on my Hannibal Lectern about that.
6.
Stalin for you. 5.
You're fostering a good show, Kelly. I'm not done yet. This is not my final tap. Hey, it's a mockumentary.
Spinal tap. Mockumentaries, I'll allow it.
Sure, it's a different word, but okay.
Different word and a different thing, and it
totally
includes
different
fiction,
genre,
but
that's fine. We'll allow it.
You know, sometimes I get to be the good cop, Glenn. Okay,
that's true. That's I'm the bad one tonight.
Blair Witch is it?
Savage.
You'd be the audience round. Is the audience.
Did you see that professional documentary about rock type Pokemon? It was on Nat Geo, dude.
Yeah.
You
You guys need to calm down. This is turning into some real wild country here.
Ew. Oh, my favorite part of that one is when the lady says, tough titties. It's not a joke, just a thing.
Yeah, I think that show's really Rajneet.
I was watching this documentary the other day about this. He's kind of a low-rent stuntman. All he does is just ride around on a unicycle, man on tire.
So a bunch of these, like, lake birds, like, flew into a mill, and it was really just, like, Duck Dynasty.
It's a reality show. I don't know if you'd call it a documentary. I mean...
It's a documentary.
Hey! Saved it! He just saved you! Give it up for it! Yes, that's teamwork. That's
Josh,
teamwork,
yeah.
And that was good.
Did you see that, documentary about how hot it's been getting in convenience stores, Fahrenheit 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's not a documentary.
It's not a documentary.
I hate to give you an inconvenient truth right now.
Oh, yeah, Fahrenheit
7-Eleven. No, I'm just stupid. He can stay. It's fine.
But you got a good one out of it.
Yeah,
so
it was worth it for me.
So I gotta be honest, I'm sick of this microphone being up, like, right here. It's a real Heightgeist for me.
How much NPR do these people listen to?
I'm not gonna make a bully for Columbine fucking
John. If you don't make it into the mic, it doesn't count, and you can still go. I mean, you can still, like, go with the next.
If you say something horrible, you just have to whisper it into my ear, and they just have to watch my face as I react to it.
Documentary series about this old sexy lady who likes to murder people. The Minx.
The Jinx. Yes. The Jinx on HBO. You don't subscribe, make some more money.
That's Robert Durst.
He confesses on camera, not mine.
Hey, spoiler alert, don't be the Robert Wurst. Hey, not everybody's seen it. Come on, it rhymed. We're fine.
I hate to Durst your bubble.
We have fun. Uh-oh. We broke you.
Sorry, I was on a roll for a while, but I'm gonna. No,
all right,
come off.
Give it up for Jordan, everybody!
Oh, Jordan! We'll see him again. Documentaries is too mean. Can we stop it?
Yep,
we can. Yes, we can.
No, wait, last ones, if you have them. Does anybody have one? I won't make you.
I got one.
Oh, guess what? Let's hear it.
I'm filming a documentary about my friend Norm. He has ADHD. It's called Hypernormalization.
That was just for him. Yay.
Oh, you missed that.
Yeah. If you ever have one good enough that you just need to run from the audience, I don't want to, like, invite that, but I do, kind of. Oh, we're low on time. Oh, we're having so much fun. Okay, Glenn, just say what you just said.
So I think these three performers right here are going to go on to the final round, right? Give it up for them. So you guys can sit down and take a break for a moment. We're going to have a consolation bracket of all the people that were just up here. And then the winner of that, it's going to go head-to-head, is going to go to these four people. We'll try to do it quicker this time, try to make it a little more snappy, and because we all know the format now. You haven't seen any of the next band or anything, so we actually got a little bit more time. Thank you for that. Is everybody still enjoying a fun time? Awesome, thank you. We're enjoying being up here. They're awesome. Again, they don't know the categories. They have not thought about this beforehand. Only me and Kelly know, and we didn't even prepare any of our own jokes, so that's why sometimes they're really, really good. So, we're gonna... Okay, here's the category for you guys. It's a very broad category. Extremely broad. Dance.
Dance?
Is it styles of dance?
Girl, hey, I like it.
Is it types of dance wear? The types of dance moves. I don't know. It's whatever you want it to be.
It's interpretive.
There you go.
Bazing, come on, nobody.
I think I'm just gonna let the puns flow.
Met a girl that was really into her own art form. She was really into ballet.
Did she drive a car? She did. Okay, yeah.
I'm a little lonely. And the other day I got caught dancing with my vacuum cleaner. We were doing the Roomba.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sad and funny.
Hey, guys. It's getting a little late. We need to get back to Asheville. We need to go.
We don't. We're having fun. When I make a pun joke, I don't want to make you laugh. I want to move you.
Dance is technically movement, so yes.
I think everyone remembers the first time where they saw the moon walking.
Okay.
I agree.
I wanted my son to grow up with a country accent, so I'd only take him to the park during thunderstorms so he could go down the electric slide.
Yeah. Also sad and funny.
I'm sorry, guys. I need to take a break.
Dancing. Yes, break dancing. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Sure.
My dog got hit by a car, lost two of his four legs. Now we call him Two Step.
I was veering left and right, but I couldn't form a straight line. Just couldn't do it.
Line dancing.
I hope y'all are actually looking forward to me coming up this time. I took some ballroom lessons this past summer and ran into a famous actor. I don't want to drop any names, so let's just say I spent some time with Christopher Waltzen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But someone else did. Somebody did the whoa. I don't
like this category that much.
Slam dancing.
Let's see if I can hustle a pun up real quick.
Hey, I'm gonna make my favorite dish later tonight. I'm gonna make some mashed potatoes.
Ooh, right, that
mosh.
Got you.
Mosh is there. Mosh happened.
Mosh happened.
Mosh happened. He said mosh. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately. Oh, yes, give a big round of applause, please. Big round of applause. We're gonna keep.
Bring it home.
We're gonna keep going with dance, and we're gonna make it go quick.
It'll go fast.
Fast.
I walked in the other day, and my kid looked upset, and I said, "Why are you, Madison?"
Oh. Okay. Thanks for the visual explanation. It made me feel smarter.
I was in a Canadian court, and a dancer got she was charged with he or she, it doesn't matter, was charged with murder, but they made a plié.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, plié. Oh, yeah. That's about... I know I'm about that.
I caught a case of gangrene on my left thigh. My doctor said I got stinky leg.
That's my favorite.
My mouth was hurting the other day, and I said, why, Tusi?
Yeah.
My brain is so clogged right now.
Oh, yeah, I did say dance clothes. Yep.
Even very lame dances from centuries ago still count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people eat the chicken wings, you know, they go full on into the ranch. I think that's gross. You just need a little dab.
Is that how you do it?
Is that the thing?
Is that the dab?
How? Why are they?
Oh, okay.
My friend Phil and I took our friend Dan C. and Dan G. out to Norris Lake the other day. And we're feeling the mood, listening to some good music, and somebody said, "What's over there?" And Phil and I looked at each other, and we were like, "It's the river dance."
That joke fell Michael flatly.
Yes!
Lord of the dance, guys.
I'm not trying to swing this competition yet, but I'm not tapping out.
I'm having trouble thinking a pun that'll really hit, you know. I'm in a quandary, you could say.
Thanks, Josh Arnold!
So I was talking to Glenn in the car on the way over, and he had almost worn a tighter pair of pants, but decided he needed a little more ballroom.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
I'm not sorry about it.
Dance. Dance, 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 dance.
So I was trying to make some biscuits the other day while I was listening to hip-hop music, but they were coming out too crumpy.
Yeah.
That's crumpinism.
Okay.
Remember that documentary about crumping called Rise that nobody talked about earlier?
Documentary.
It's a good documentary. Don't have a joke. Just watch it.
Oh, and there's another one about juggalos if you have a free evening. Gathering of the juggalos. Go for it.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Tell us your
6,
deepest fear.
5.
I kept punching my snot over and over and over. I was trying to bust a boogie.
Do people say bust a boogie? Don't
you
just boogie down?
Punch snot? That's a weird setup for a weird joke.
This isn't real life. This isn't real life.
Punching snot. We gotta kick one of y'all off soon. Okay, let's keep going.
I hear if you commit murder at the county fair, they put you on the electric slide.
Ooh, electric slide already happened.
Yes, you did. Yeah, that was a good one. It was a good one. It was a good setup. All right,
that
we got
good.
Two.
We got two.
This is head to head. This is like 9 Mile style. This is like crazy style. We're going to give you a new category. The winner from this goes to compete against the other people, and we're going to make it as quick as possible because we're running late on time. Kelly, what category would you like? Okay, then we're good. I got stressed out, and now I'm not stressed out. Thank you.
Appreciate the hustle, though, but I already made that joke.
Oh, snaps!
We are doing exotic animals. Exotic animals. No cats and dogs here.
Yeah, like, so nothing you would have a pet in America, like no ferrets or mice or dogs or whatever.
Well, I'd say it was a tiger, but then I'd be lion.
Yeah,
we get it.
You're a little bit of a cheetah.
Oh, he's throwing some sauce on it. You can also make fun of your opponent at the same time.
Yeah, throw some burns in.
If you want.
I like how Jordan thinks he's going to outfox me.
Oh! I'm pretty sure a fox is a dog, but that was an ocelot of cat jokes.
Oh, ocelot!
If you're having trouble pooping, unicorn.
So exotic and fake.
It's
I can't.
Not a real animal, but still exotic.
That was for the majestic animals category.
My favorite exotic animal children's singer is Giraffe.
Banana phone.
I really wish we could just play in like a Raffy sound bite. We can't. We're not gonna.
Knock, knock. Banana. Banana. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Orangutan, you glad I didn't say banana?
So this is new territory.
I'm just going to have to say bonobo, no, 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 no to that joke.
We've never had a pun and a knock, knock joke wrapped up together in such a loving, caring way. And so I think we need to allow it just this once, but never again. So
knock, knock.
Who's there?
A new rule. Don't do that.
Okay. But you can slide on this one.
We had fun, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's Jordan up.
So I'm in a band. And my drummer, not my drummer, the drummer for the band, his name is Thomas. We were at a zoo, and he kept going, "That's a rhinoceros." And I was like, "No, it's not." It's a rhinoceros. It's like, no, it's not. I was like, hippo, Thomas.
He loves the longest setup.
I like how Jordan thinks he's going to win by pandering to the audience.
Oh!
We're getting savage tonight. My mom just said, "What a bitch." Thanks, Mom. You can be our sports commentator from here on out.
So, my feet are made of pastries. I have
obviously.
Tort toes.
No!
It's exotic, man.
Someday, I want to be so rich that I got a house on a beach and a condo in the city.
Ooh! Snaky.
This is a 21 and up place, right? No, 18 and up. 18 and up. So kids aren't here. Okay, great.
Uh-oh. Do we need to whisper?
No, my first girlfriend broke up with me because I had a little baby dick thing.
Oh! It's an antelope.
It's a super cute tiny antelope. Someone pull it up on their phone because I want to look at it. Continue.
I got a saltwater fish tank just so if a guy hints that he wants to visit me, I can say, sure, if your piranha come over.
Yep.
I want to hear how that night finishes up. I was just for St. Thomas. Thank you.
So I was down in Louisiana, and there was a snake hanging out, just running through. Just walking through the marshes. Walking, slithering through the marshes. And a buddy of mine was like, oh yeah, that's a little girl snake. And I was like, eh, no girl, that's Ebola.
Did you say Ebola?
Ebola.
I was so mad for a second. I was like, where did you see the diseases category? We're continuing until one of y'all gets outed.
Outed? Is that how that works now, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to get
interesting. Tell me about your personal life. Let's do it.
I haven't totally decided yet whether I'm straight or if I'm bi. My decision is penguin. Like pending? Uh-oh.
Oh, but so I appreciate that you really tried to roll with the outing thing. Thanks, you made me look better. Okay.
I threw my godson at a fern. He's now a bush baby.
The longer it goes, the darker it gets.
I'm running out of clean.
There's a lot of child abuse on this stage tonight.
I wanted to get a new pet, but my mom is diabetic, so I had to tell her I had a saccharin flyer instead of a sugar glider.
Are sugar gliders exotic?
Yeah, what is that thing?
Yes. Have you ever had a sugar glider, anybody? It's a flying squirrel.
It's a
flying
squirrel.
No, I know
squirrel.
What a sugar glider is. I don't know if it's exotic.
Pretty
I don't.
Much anything else.
Okay, if you yell at me about it, I'll let it slide. Jeez.
I don't know. You're coming in pretty strong. I'll pack a case.
Ooh.
I think Jordan should save the drama for his llama.
Yeah. This is so, she's encouraging him. It's really cute. She's like, smoke me, which is also kind of weird. I hope.
Burn me to the ground.
Ten.
I really had to go to the bathroom in Australia. I had to really find a Komodo.
A Komodo to go to. Yeah, fine. That's how my heart feels after that one.
So I recently traveled to the Middle East and was up late at night flipping through the hotel, and I was really pleasantly surprised to see Jimmy Kimmel on there.
The late night pachyderm.
Dromedary.
I don't know shit. Pachyderms are elephants.
I'm really sea urchin in my mind for jokes.
Oh, I thought I hated it, but I liked it. Oh.
Feels good.
I think Jordan's not back here encouraging me because he's just jellyfish of how well I'm doing.
Ooh, now we're going exotic under the sea. Exotic animals 20,000 miles under the sea.
Because what's more exotic than down there, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't satisfied with 7 pies. I just really wanted octopi.
We won't give you anything anymore, apparently.
So my saltwater aquarium, I've got one of those spiky little blow-up doll fish. And I tried to get it high the other day. I was like, here, man, just take a puffer.
Weed. Weed is funny.
I really wanted to sing Kiss from a Rose, but I wasn't sure if I needed a seal of approval.
I haven't heard that joke in Batman forever.
I thought he was going to hit a walrus before he said that one.
So I recently went on a trip to the Amazon and found this really cute furry animal, like, hanging from a tree. Bring back some Melissa Miller body work here. But I didn't really know, like, what it was or where it should go, so I took it to the Sloth and Found.
I had to have surgery in the sea. It was done by a sturgeon.
See, now you can see that not just one person can do this, two can.
Always count on Todd for his shark wit.
Okay.
Does that count? Because that was
yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So next time we do this, you might want to like have two people join together. You might want to pair it.
I mean, but there are two of us. You didn't notice that? We're up here.
Pair it.
Yeah, I know what you meant. I was just making sure you know there's two of us. Making sure.
To do a final round. Y'all need to get worse at this.
So I recently found God and decided that I would go live in a mountain, but it has to be by a sea. So I decided, like, as a compromise, I would join a nun's oyster.
Cloister. That's a Catholic joke.
I'm from
that.
Knoxville.
I liked it. I was trying to translate Catholic for the other folks in the house. Nine.
So a bird fell into a whole big old glob of Elmer's glue. When I pulled him out, he was a gooey duck.
Okay. Somebody's a chef.
I hate that term. Gooey duck.
They look like dicks, too.
Oh, I know.
So judgy. So I worked in a kitchen once and worked for this real SOB guy. He was from Australia, so when the police came around and asked me what in the hell happened to him, I said, I don't know anything. And finally they broke me, and I said, all right. This guy was crazy, but I'll tell you about the kookaburra.
Okay.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Yeah, we got to do the final round. Can they just both be in it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh,
let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I threw a Japanese cow into a dumpster and I said, Kobe.
Welcome everybody back up to the stage. We do another quick round. If nobody wins, then we win. Whoever wins gets two beers. One bottle for me, and one bottle from Kelly.
She did show me the really cute animal. So here's a cute animal. There's your prize. Dig, dig. Sorry, that sounds gross. I want everyone to put your tough faces on.
Fourth time we've done this show. It's the first time we've done it in Knoxville. We have never had so many people succeed as much as these people have succeeded. So please give it up for these people. Rounds have never gone this long. So thank you. Thank you for sticking around. The winner, the whole thing, is a beer bought by me and a beer bought by Kelly. So
that's two beers.
It's a prize. So Kelly, would you like to pick the last category?
Ooh, I want to do fine dining.
Fine dining.
Pinkies up, everybody.
Fine dining, everyone. This might help, or it might be really annoying. The music.
Start off with an appetizer. One.
It's more uncomfortable if it's like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very...
Yeah, it just kind of feels worse.
I don't want to be the first person to be cutlery, so...
You know, cutlery is actually...
an audible boo.
Cutlery is actually found in most dining establishments.
It's yeah.
The term cutlery.
Well, yes, you're right. Okay, I'll allow it.
You're right, utensils.
Silverware at the Applebee's.
It's called a spork at the Taco Bell. Let's continue.
I really appreciate sort of the rules on this show. Anything goes with a few caveats.
We should put that on a poster.
That'll be, yeah, I'm stealing that.
A buddy of mine was having a really bad day. Are we done? A buddy of mine was having a really bad day, and he was just like, I just really don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, man, that was a fine one.
It counts.
After buying one too many not genuine Michael Kors purses in Hong Kong, I realized that there really is such a thing as champagne. Too much champagne.
Okay.
I really wasn't listening. I was looking at the ground, but I think you did good.
And I'm going to encourage our comedians. We got the light, so we're going to tell puns fast.
Yeah, to be fair, I was really worried about this. I had a lot of reservations.
That's fancy.
That is.
Feels weird everyone can just talk shit about you when you're on stage. You know, prime for ribbing.
I thought he was going to make a mistake.
People think it's really rude to force feed your goose in public. It's a real social foie gras.
Yes!
Social faux pas de gras. Sounds fun.
You know, we were trying to decide who we wanted to let in to our restaurant. We were like, Robert? No. Courtney? No.
Michelin star!
That is the finest of dining.
My mom was skeptical what the restaurant was like that I was taking her out for Mother's Day to. So she wanted to know what the music was like, and I called them and asked them what kind of music they play. And they told me it was, you know, the best of the Beatles and whatever. And I was like, don't worry, Mom. It's the finest linen ever.
I'm getting worried about time.
Let's get worried.
It's making me meaner. Give it up. Give it up. She did a great showing. We love her.
Oh my God, we love her.
Take your musical hot takes elsewhere. No, I'm kidding. You can take him here.
My buddy was gonna come down for here for this, but he's not very funny. And I was like, "Hey, man, you need to know your place, Matt."
Are placemats fine dining?
Oh, I don't know how you live.
I got two friends. They both want me to go out to dinner with them. I don't know. Should I go with Sam or Derbs?
There's a fellow named Derbs.
Derbs is this fucking name.
Derbs is a guy out there living his life.
That's right. He's, okay. Yeah.
You know, isn't he one of the dudes from that show that got really bad? Workaholics? Derbs?
Derbs.
Yeah, like, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
My friend Lee, we were working in a kitchen together, and he picked up this big bunch of green herbs, and he's like, do I put this whole thing on the plate? And I said, no, just parts, Lee.
Oh, shit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
So I threw a cow into the dumpster, and I was like, Kobe!
Oh, bye, buddy! Reused his own pun.
Give it up
for Jordan, everybody. Final three.
Final three. We're gonna. It's gonna be the same category, but we're gonna kind of focus it, laser focus it a little bit, found on a fine dining menu. Okay. So nothing within. You have a second.
I know we threw that at you, so like, duck! Okay, I'll go. It's.
Yeah, you have the S-cart go.
Stop talking!
That's why it's hard!
We broke him. We broke Jeff Blank, everybody.
I'm really trying to fish for new jokes. Come on, stop. Oh, wait, no. Fish won't cover it. Hold on. Oh, wait, wait. I really thought I was salmon that one. No.
You get one more. You just tried two.
I'm sorry. I'm no, just a shrimp. So. Let me go.
Okay. You did three things. Yeah, we got there. We got there. If they're bad, we make you say more. Whoopsh.
I got a friend who makes a living out of cooking food. He's an Indian guy. He's a courier chef.
Okay. Glenn checked out, so it's just me. All right.
In some dining establishments, the seafood, you sometimes have to take a gamble on the seafood, a real claims casino.
Okay, I liked it.
I used to work at a fine dining establishment with this dude named Yon, right? But he got really inappropriate with all the dudes that worked there, and we called him Philly Men Yon.
It's a knee slapper and a rib tickler all in one.
That's no small feat, that's a con feat.
Ooh. Ooh.
I tried to make a fancy dessert for a friend, but I messed it up a little. He could tell. He goes, "This is a fake Alaska."
Baked Alaska, yeah, boy.
Sorry, I left my Burger King jokes at home. This is where Kelly gets real pretentious.
I knew a pigeon who worked in a kitchen. He did a real great squab.
Yeah, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, I got it.
I understand.
All right, Jeffy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
I thought that we were just going to tell jokes, and then somebody was making fun of me earlier, and I was like, I didn't know you were going to rib eye.
Jeff Blank loves steak. Let's do it.
Steak town.
Y'all got to get dumber. We got to end this sometime.
I don't know what I'm going to do for Mahi Pun.
You're running out of time.
Okay. The kitchen where I used to work at used to have to melt a shit ton of butter because we had a delivery van out back that had the restaurant's logos, a big giant S, and we delivered snails, and the butter made the S car go.
Already done.
Already done.
Already done.
Already done. Unfortunately,
our final two.
Final two. Final two. Give it up for the final two, everybody. Give it up for everyone else who did this. I mean, this is crazy. They don't know anything that's going on. This has been great. We have been so kind to us, Knoxville, and we like to do this in Asheville in our final round because it's our hometown, and this is your hometown. So, Kelly, tell them what their final round is going to be.
Knoxville puns. I'm not going to get half of them. It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to have to be the judges.
You guys are going to have to tell us if that's a real thing or not. Knoxville-themed puns. So whatever that means to you, a friend here.
Restaurants, bars, inside jokes.
What have you, streets, things that happen here that doesn't happen anywhere else. Stuff like that. It'll be fun.
And do it fast.
Yeah, real fast.
Real quick.
Real quick.
Hey, I feel like I got a fire under my ass like a pilot light.
That's here, I get it.
I know what that meant.
You seen those burger shops that try to market squares?
And a call back to the crystal thing if you were here earlier. That's awesome.
That is scary, man. He's
seven.
He's real scary. If I was his dad, I'd be like, man, son, fear.
Did it work? Okay, we liked it.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four.
Does anyone have a pun for me? Any volunteers?
Go Vols!
Hey,
go Vols!
I want to yell orange, you a Vol, but that just shouldn't count, right? Like, that doesn't count.
No, that
ever
would
count.
Not count, yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck no. man, goddamn. Shit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
I just, like.
3, 2.
It's so bad. I have no hair. But I have like ginger hair. If you're Hispanic, it's like a rojo kind of hair. But he has rojo hair. No. Rojero joke.
That's up to you guys. Should he stay or should he go?
Should he stay or should he go?
It's the mayor's name. I feel like I just fucking failed.
Thumbs up?
Can we see if he's has a
thumbs
up
at
least?
Okay, let's hear his. And this is.
And it'll be
last
the final
pun.
Judgment.
Yeah.
That'll be the final judgment.
You got the one to beat, and apparently it was bad, so let's do this.
It was really bad. It was really bad.
I'm still kind of bummed about my job closing, so if anyone has a high five for me, that'd be great.
Seriously, what we're going to do, we're going to take these two contestants right here, we're going to stand them right here, we're going to do an applause meter, all right? It's not going to hurt anybody's feelings, so I'm going to put my hand over somebody, and Kelly's going to put her hand over somebody, and that's how it's going to work. So, Kelly, put your hand over somebody.
Let's hear it. Okay. Okay.
All right, I'm going to put my hand over somebody.
We've got our champion, ladies and gentlemen.
And I think the winner of the first annual Knoxville Prone Battle.
Everybody, give it up for Josh Arnold.
Josh Arnold, everybody! You get two free
beers.
We did
it. Two beers.
Two beers. Ladies and gentlemen, have fun tonight. Thank you. I've been Glenn. Thank you, Kelly.
I've been Kelly. Thanks, guys. And Jeff Blank gets nothing.
Thank you so much. Everyone, give it up for Glenn Reed, Kelly Morgan, Asheville in the house. That was amazing. I'm amazed that no one just got up here and said, allow me to be blunt. I just got my microphone cut. Allow me to be blunt, St. Thomas. You interrupted the one pun I was saying on stage tonight, and that's appropriate, I suppose. Yeah, and no, I misintroduced you earlier, Glenn. My brain was broken. That's why I didn't participate tonight. But next time, I want to come out to Asheville and do your show. And I think everyone, I think all the comics in here should go to Asheville and do their show. How would you like to do that, huh? Yeah. We're just going to, like, all invade at once, and you're not going to know what the fuck to do the next time you do the show. Next week here at Friendlytown, Ashton Binkley from Charlotte, North Carolina is going to be here. And Ashton is a delight. Those of you who know Ashton, she's actually deciding to make it next week. She's getting married in June. Next week's show here is going to be her bachelorette party. I wish I was kidding about that. It's going to be Friendlytown throws a bachelorette party right here on this party on the stage, 7:30 p.m. next week, right here at the Pot of Light. Thank you all so much. Subscribe to our podcast of all of these shows, Friendlytown Radio on iTunes, and you can go to my website, tylersonic.com/Friendlytown. Your friendly town, your only friendly town material and content. Please give it up for your guests from Asheville one more time. We have a quick music show coming up next. Stick around for that. Please get home safely tonight. Take care of yourselves. We love you. Bye.